of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennon here along with Todd Mitchell, KFIRE's Todd the Radio God, right? Thank you, Phil Parker, for that most apt label for Mr. Todd Mitchell.
That was not my idea, and no, I don't call myself that.
The vacationing Phil Parker, I might add. He gets a long weekend. Good for Phil. Todd and I, not so much. We're slaving over a hot microphone on your behalf, folks, and you can phone us up. Today's number a little different than normal with some technical issues, so you call us at 855-200-1776. Phones are blazing. A lot of calls coming in during the break, so I want to get to those, and then welcome more of your calls at 855-200-1776. Tell us what's on your mind. We started the program talking about a story from this week's Industrial Commission meeting, in which a number of folks testified that we need to slow down oil production until we take care of the flaring issue. And so we've asked, is it normal or not to suggest slow down, as some have? And we started out with, I would say, a little bit of momentum towards the slow down side. We've the pendulum has swung back, and we're now more on the side of no, not a chance. So we're going to finish on this question, and we have some others on a normal nuts Friday we'll throw out. I am going to offer myself up as a guinea pig today, and you get to decide whether I am normal or I am nuts. We haven't had time yet, but do welcome adding to our list of phrases that ought to be banned. This is a subject that came up earlier in the week when somebody heard somebody on this program use the phrase "something was to die for." I think it was food related, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, this such and such is to die for, and the caller called and said, you know, that's really sort of offensive. You shouldn't want to. And so we it sparked a mini conversation that we decided to save for Friday when we have a little fun. And it is what other phrases should come up? Others that were mentioned were I wish it was blank, right? In other words, sort of wishing away your life. Oh, I wish it was the weekend. Oh, I wish it was summer. Oh, I wish it was sunny, you know. And they thought that was one that could go on the scrap heap of history. I added this one. I always cringe when people say, I hate my life. Kids have an acronym they use that we can't say out, but, blank my life. And, they use a little acronym on social media sometimes, and I see that I just cringe when I see it. So that's one I want added to the list. But anyway, on the question of slowing down oil development, we'll start there because we have a lot of calls we've not gotten to yet on it, and play those for you and welcome others at 855-200-1776. When you call, press 1 just to leave your message and your comment on any of these topics, on anything on your mind. Press 2 to chat with us on the air, which we prefer, because Todd and I love to chat with you here. Come on, it's Friday. Be neighborly. Let's visit. All right, back to the phone.
There you go.
Yeah, this is John from Minot. My comment on flaring and the production and the Bakken is let production keep going. All about free enterprise, production. We need the oil. We need the jobs. However, the companies that are doing the drilling and everyone involved in the Bakken, keep the safety meetings going. Have officers out there monitoring the workers and have safety programs. That's the key to keeping everything safe and having accidents and spending money that's not necessary when you can have safety. But the production, by all means, go at it. Go after it. That's what this country is all about. Thank you.
Appreciate the call from Minot. Let's go to Mandan. Here's Mike with his take.
Yeah, Scott. I think it is nuts to slow down production in the Bakken there. It's a little full steam ahead. Things people don't understand is this capturing the gas. Sure, it's a good thing, but there's a lot of impurities in there that has to be processed out. There's butane, propane, methane, all kinds of stuff, let alone the natural gas. So once it is captured, then it has to be taken to somewhere to be processed.
Right.
So it costs more yet, and we can't hold that up, can't hold the oil production up just for that. So I think it's nuts. Full steam ahead, drill, baby, drill.
Drill, baby, drill. All right, thanks for the call, 855-200-1776, the number today. If you're trying to call the normal number, you're not going to get an answer, so that's why I add this one to your speed dial, especially because 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, this is our comment line, and we love hearing from you. At 855-200-1776, here's the next one.
I just want to say that it's absolutely nuts to slow it down. They want to save on the flaring. Why don't they use that gas instead of electrical power? to use the Waukesha to run those pump jacks until the infrastructure is built. Once it's built, swap it back to capture the gas. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate the call. Boy, some good insight here. Mike and Stanley, you're next. Home of the Whirl-A-Whip at Dakota Drug, right downtown Stanley. You haven't lived there. You had a Whirl-A-Whip. Have you had one of those, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
A couple of them.
Good stuff. Exactly right.
I got the belly to prove it.
Do you, and the burritos at the Pinnacle Travel Center, right there on Highway 2, one of the shining examples of the booming Bakken there in Stanley at the Farmers Union, now Pinnacle. Love that spot, too, and the burritos. It's a must-stop on Highway 2 for me. Anyway, sorry, Mike, that's not what you called about. I just had food on my brain, as usual. Go ahead.
Apparently so. there are, out of the 50 states in this country, 40 of them are struggling economy-wise with unemployment and everything else. And in North Dakota, there's people from all over the country because they can't find work there. Now, if you start slowing down production and they lose work up here, then what are they going to do? You know, if you've got an opportunity to help keep things moving, I say keep it moving.
You speak common sense, my man. Why would we want to slow down the one state in the union that's actually generating? Now, that sounds a little crass. It sounds a little like, there's everything's Pollyanna, everything's great. It's not. There's school.
Well, I agree. I agree. There's good and there's bad, but I think the good outweighs the bad in this situation.
Of course it does.
Because
you've
got people working, people are spending money, stimulating the economy, and you got other states, Minnesota, for example, which is my home state, can't find work. You know, you can find a $10 an hour job all day long, but you can't live on $10 an hour.
No, you're absolutely right. And I was starting to say that, look, I think the answer to the problems, to the challenges, to the things that cause folks to pull their hair out is to sit down, roll up the sleeves and say, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to fix it? What's the problem? And we need more of everything. Look at the front page of the Tioga Tribune right now, we were all excited about the school vote in Tioga, but the building bids came in. Two contractors submitting bids on the project. That's amazing in itself. Only two on a major school project here with big bucks. That I think normally would be higher than that, but again, everybody's so darn busy. So two do, but $160 a square foot more. That's what the bids came in. Than a similar project would cost in the valley, for instance. So $325 a square foot, 25% higher than they anticipated. And again, so the cost of building a school in Tioga, $160 a square foot more than it is in Grand Forks. That to me is we got to figure that out. Why? Well, again, it's where do the employees live? Where do they stay? Where do, the cost to do business out there? All of those things. There's a Bakken premium, and what does that tell me? Screams to me opportunity for a whole lot of folks out there in the oil patch, businesses to create more, generate more, and do more. You know, what were you going to say, Mike?
Well, I agree. I've noticed that too in certain things that. There is, I'm all for capitalism, but there are some people that are gouging. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I mean, look at the cost of trying to rent a place to live.
Yeah, but again, I'll give you an example on that. Let's take apartments. My understanding, if we have a 50-unit apartment building in Stanley and a 50-unit apartment building in West Fargo, I could finance the one in West Fargo over 15 years or 20 years, the one in Stanley over 7 years. Why? Well, we don't know how long it's going to last. We don't know. So there was so part of that's self-inflicted pain. So what happens to the apartment building in Stanley where there's already pressure for housing? You got to charge more to be able to get your return quicker because the financing costs you more. Those are the stuff, the things, especially, by the way, with the Bank of North Dakota, I think we need to sit down and try and figure out and get to the bottom of. Mike, appreciate your call. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
One last thing. A small house in Stanley. It's a nice house, but it's small. single car garage detached. It's just sold for two.
Yeah. Supply and demand. No. Supply and demand. I mean, it's an out.
I hear you.
And those are the things that I think ultimately are going to catch up. More houses, more developments, more apartments, more choices, more options. No question about it. Appreciate the call. Art and Crookston, John and Grand Forks waiting a bunch off air to 855-200-1776. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Spring means a fresh start, especially now during the Max Spring Sale. Give your lawn a boost with Scott's Easy Seed. A 10-pound bag, only $14.99. That's an incredible deal. Pick up a DeWalt 18-volt cordless hammer drill kit and receive a $150 18-volt impact wrench for free. Reclaim your garage with wide-span shelving, now 15% off. Find these savings and more at the Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Down. It's that 90% that justifies correction and increased technology to save the 10%. You don't stop watering the horse just because you spill a little bit of water. You keep watering the horse and then figure out how to reduce your losses. Thanks.
Love these analogies. Keep them coming at 855-200-1776. When you call, you can press 2 and chat with us live on the air. Art and Crookston, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Art.
But, you know, analogies are nice, but really it takes a little bit more study of the situation. And just because something is easy doesn't mean it's the right way to go about it. Wanton waste of a natural resource is not being a good steward. There needs to be a better plan for capturing or utilizing that natural resource that you're going after, even if it is a byproduct.
Okay, in this case, it's a 85% capture by 2016 and 90% within 6 years. I mean, there's a plan in place. There is, to date, $6 billion in infrastructure that has been put up. There's companies investing a ton in gas processing plants, in gathering systems. There's another $2 billion over the next 2 years in pipelines and other infrastructure. It's a matter of time. That's the issue. And while that catches up, the stuff the $90 of the $100 bill back in the hole because you're, to use the analogy of the horse, because you're, you know, spilling some water feeding the horse.
It's not a matter of can it be done. It's a matter of will. And just because it's easy doesn't make it right. If you have a plan and you've already have the regulations that you're only allowed to burn it off for a year, well, it's a matter of, it seems, unwritten policy now that anyone who hasn't been able to come up with a plan or a process to utilize the byproduct within a year, well, just apply for burning it off for a little bit more. And that's not a good policy. It's not a good unwritten policy that seems to be used without any regulation at this point.
Oh, there's plenty of regulation, trust me. And the other thing I would add is that, again, what you just described is the interim. It's what's happening in the meantime. Who in the right mind wants to waste a resource? It's a question of...
apparently we do, because we're letting them do it.
No, but what I'm saying is it's a byproduct of oil drilling. Oil is the $90 of the $100 bill. The gas, you obviously want the whole 100, but you're suggesting sacrificing the 90 for the 10. That's where I think.
No, I'm not saying sacrificing it. I'm not saying it. I'm saying you come up with a better plan before you do the drill. You know that you're going to have this byproduct. You certainly can utilize some form of equipment to either utilize the resource or capture the resource so somebody else can utilize it within 12 months of drilling.
Yeah, within reason, I think that's a great idea, and I think there's a lot of neat innovation out there. Well site capping, where you convert it and use it for electricity on site. There's some of those efforts. There's a lot of different innovation as a result of this going on, which without slowing the production, without, we can't drill there because you don't have a plan. When they are investing the billions to get there, I think makes the most sense. Appreciate the insight, though, Art, from your perspective. Thanks for the call. Here's another off-air call.
Yes, I work in the oil field, and I think about this gas capture kind of like when they decided that the municipal sewers were way much better than having everybody on their own separate outhouse septic tanks. And you don't just go through and put in absolutely everybody on sewer system the first second. You take the time to get it all sunk in and gotten to the sewage treatment plant. You don't say nobody can use an outhouse until we get everybody on the line. They're working as hard as they can to get this pipeline, all of the pipelines in and going. And that's just my thought on it. I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Mike.
Hope you will. Thanks for the input and another interesting analogy on the outhouse era. All right, let's see here. John, traveling 994 near Watford City. Well, you can't be on 994 near Watford City. But you're from Watford, but now you're on 94? Is that, or you're headed for Watford? I don't know where you are. John, I'm glad you're on the air, though.
No, I'm from Horse, but I do work out in Watford and Williston, that area. I just like to say Earth first, and we'll drill the rest of the planets later. We need the oil. Let's keep going. We've wasted too much time getting it out of the ground.
I don't know if folks know where Horace is, but Horace would be a bedroom community of Fargo, West Fargo.
Come on now. We're growing. We're getting bigger.
Well, I'm sorry. Yes, you are getting bigger. But I didn't mean that in a derogatory way. I just meant for folks who are trying to understand where Horace is.
I know.
But I think it's is indicative of the impact of what's going on here. And I like the fact that John lives in Horace but works in the oil patch because you're providing for your family. You're making a living and you're engaging in commerce.
I don't work in the oil patch. I work for a bank that's headquartered out of Watford City.
Got it, but live in Horse.
I just have to go out there and I live in Horse, but I have an office in Fargo, but I've been doing a lot of traveling for my job for the bank, and I've seen a lot of changes out there in the last 5 years. It used to be you couldn't get a room out there in Watford or Williston, and the housing has really come along a long way, so I can call today and get a room out in Watford tomorrow. It's just astronomical the amount of buildings going on out there.
Again, time, right? Time and planning and getting ahead of it. Lots happen fast, but it's coming. It is, without question. Plenty more challenges, plenty more things to roll up our sleeves and figure it out. But, hey, we're a hardy bunch here in the Plains. I think we'll do it. I like our chances.
Yeah. I like that last caller's analogy about the Jowett House. That was probably right on the money.
Exactly right.
All it takes is time and money. So.
There you go. Thanks, John. Nice hearing from you. Tyler in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 855-200-1776 today. Go ahead, Tyler.
How's it going, guys? I was born and raised in Minot. Lived here almost my whole life. I think that they should cap every well in the state and kick all the oil companies completely out. We are here. They're just exploiting a resource that we happen to have. They've ruined our roads, brought in drug dealers, cartels, murderers, rapists. They have completely ruined our state. And if I challenge anybody from the eastern part of the state to walk down the street in Minot and ask 25 people who are originally from here what they think of the oil field and if they think that they think it's actually helped our state. And I guarantee you 65, 70% of them will say no, it has not. And the western part of the state, we got truck traffic, the people that don't sleep, that drive like complete idiots, people getting killed on roads. I mean, I think that it has been the worst thing that's happened to our state.
By the way, Tyler, you should know that to your suggestion of what your poll would turn out is exact opposite of polls that have been taken, but your opinions are certainly welcome here. Thanks for the call. Agree or disagree with Tyler? Wow.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are humbled by the... by the dialogue here on the program. The phones are just lit up, and we welcome it. 855-200-1776 on the program today. Here's a call that came in during the break for yet another take on our topics of the day here today on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, your normal or nuts question. I've got two different analogies here or ways to look at this. You keep on using the 95 and or 90 and $10. How about I got 1,000 acres of wheat and 1,000 acres of corn. I don't have the equipment to take the wheat off, but I only can get at the corn if I drive through the wheat. So I take my 1,000 acres of corn off and destroy 300 acres of the wheat, and I'll get the equipment later for that. The other with the saving the gas later on down the road, producing 100 cubic feet of gas right now and only flaring off 30% of it, which will only be 300 cubic feet, 6 years down the road, instead of producing only 100 cubic feet a year, I'm producing 1,000 cubic feet, and I'm only flaring off 90 cubic feet. Well, yeah, you're collecting 90% of it, but you're flaring off 3 times as much as you are right now because you drilled more wells. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Another perspective on that as well. I don't know. I can't do the quick enough math on the difference in the price of wheat versus the price of corn to say whether that's an apt analogy on those. And the equipment thing threw me off a little bit. But I love the analogies. Keep them coming. I think the outhouse one takes the cake, though, today so far. Todd, I don't know if you've got a better analogy than the outhouse. The horse in the water, that one too. But the outhouse is right up there. John in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yes, sir. The fellow that called in earlier that thought that the natives of North Dakota, you know, thought that we're oil companies are ruining the state and all of this. I've got to disagree, and here's why. I've worked for couple of different oil companies out in the oil patch, and I got to tell you, the oil companies, we have safety training, and we're taught in the meetings to give the people in North Dakota the utmost respect, to follow the speed limit signs, not to do anything to embarrass the oil companies, to stay clean, and to show just respect to North Dakota. What I think a lot of people need to understand is North Dakota is part of the United States, and we have a resource here. Thank God for North Dakota, and people can come here and make a living and earn money. And from what I've seen, the oil companies are doing all they can to do what the people want them to do. But yeah, there's going to be messed up roads, and things are going to happen, but they have to be a little patient and give time a chance to work so they can put things in place like laws and things to make it easier. But right now, they're going through growing pains. And a lot of people don't like it, but unfortunately, it's here, and let's work with it and do something with it. And that's my comment for the fellow that called, that said that the oil companies are ruining the state. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to shut it off. By the way, what he shut off is a whole lot of livelihoods. What he'd shut off is a whole lot of income for a state that is able to do a lot with it. So there was so much in there to respond to. We were up against the break, John, but you did it well, and I appreciate the call very much. My favorite comment happened to be the one about how the oil companies were bringing all the drug dealers here. If you want to blame anybody for more drug activity, which, by the way, is simple math, more people, more of everything, and that includes the good and the bad, okay? The challenge is being ready for it, knowing it's there, and taking it on. But the oil companies didn't bring drug dealers here. If you want to blame anybody, blame the media. Because all they do is talk about the boom in North Dakota, which, guess what, brings the drug dealers here. Oh, boom? Money? Okay, we'll go there. But listen, the level of drug activity in North Dakota, while up, because everything is up, is like Candyland Elementary School compared to Minneapolis or the larger metropolitan areas. Even our traffic, I mean, the busiest traffic day in the middle of the oil patch on 85 or, I don't know, pick your spot, Highway 2, wherever your favorite pain point is. On the worst day is not as bad as a Sunday morning at 10 in Dallas. So a lot of this is perspective. All right, 855-200-1776. Lots of calls to get to. We'll keep going here.
Hi, this is Scott, born and raised in North Dakota. I want to go with nuts. All these foreign license plates from Texas and Alabama, I mean, they're all up here working. There's no jobs anywhere else, and we want to slow down. As far as the 10%, look at the 100% that we're making with the pickups out here. You got the doctors, the businesses in town, the hotels. You want to slow down? You don't think the oil company is a move? That's why it's called a boom or bust. Just for you people that are thinking about shutting her down.
All right, here's another.
Yeah, this is Ray from Mad Men. Anyway, I got a concern about all these environmental wackos. How come they never mention nothing about volcanoes? Nobody does, really. They better put some caps on these volcanoes because they are deadly dangerous. In 1883, people thought the world was coming to an end. The sun didn't shine for 3 days in parts of that world when it happened. They put out every day they put out more pollution than the human beings lifetime or whatever that will however long they live or whatever. They better do something, these environmentals. They better put some caps on these volcanoes. Yeah.
All right, Ray. do you think Ray's tongue is stuck in his cheek there somewhere? On the volcano cap? Yeah.
Think?
Yeah, but I love Ray. He's got a sense of humor about him and,
absolutely.
Made some sense along the way. So, and by the way, Ray, thank you for throwing another wrinkle in the, we asked what's on your mind and, he wanted to talk about environmental, extremism and volcanoes. That's certainly welcome. We also, are looking for some of those phrases you want banned and, here's a call on that.
Yes, I'd like to ban the phrase, these ones, when you're in a store and people are showing you things, you say, well, here are these ones. I think that should be banned. Bye-bye.
Seriously? I don't know that I've ever heard that phrase. Have you?
Mm-mm.
These ones. All right. All right. Anyway, we certainly welcome those as well. Let's get to David out in Barnes County. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, David.
Yes, I can agree with Ray, especially that one down there in Wyoming that could wipe us all out. But anyway, it sounds to me like all the people complaining about their oil production think it ought to be slowed down are Democrats. And there's nothing more useless in this world than Democrats and rhinos.
Democrats and what?
Rhinos.
Oh, rhinos.
Republicans in name only.
I see. Yes. So but you repeat yourself. Democrats and rhinos, because they wouldn't be Republicans. They're only saying the Republicans. I get it. Okay, got it. All right. Thank you, David. Appreciate your call.
Have a good one.
And your commentary today on the program. Yes, indeed. Let's go to Bruce in Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Lots of Minot calls today weighing in. Hello, Bruce. Go ahead.
Good morning. Love your show. Number one, drill. Another comment is all these people that call in keep calling this fossil fuels. when I was growing up, I believe they were called petrochemicals. There are a lot of studies out there that, I mean, it's just ridiculous to believe that all the dinosaurs died in Williston. That's the only place there's oil. There's way too much scientific fact that it's a product of, they say, the Earth's core. It's a natural occurring process that we will never run out of fuel. That's just a thought. Thank you.
All right, Bruce, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome. 855-200-1776 is the toll-free telephone number today. When you call, if, like Mike, you want to, you know, have a little conversation with us, or David in Barnes County, you press 2. If you just want to leave a message and say your piece, that's okay, too. And you can do that by pressing 1 when you call 855-200-1776, just like this call did, this listener, rather.
Hey, this is Mike out Dickinson. Sam is driving out here by Watford City. There's a lot of work going on out here. It takes money to do it, so we can't slow down. We got to keep it up. Get her done so we can get through this stuff. Later, guys.
Get her done.
Get her done. I'm with Mike. You got to get her done. That's a better way to do it. Thanks, Mike. Glad you're listening out there in Dickinson.
Hi, this is Carolyn Minot, and I think if they would have started out at 10, that would be fine. If they would have a way to reduce it from the wasting the 10% to 8% to 5 down to 2, but to continue at the wasting the 10% on a continual basis, when we've made $10 billion with a B, we've lost one of that to waste. And that's my comment. Thank you.
All right, Carol, thanks. First of all, just to reiterate what we're talking about as far as the plan, the North Dakota Petroleum Council has put forward a plan saying, here's the deal. We'll have 85% of the gas by 2016 and 90% within 6 years. Okay? So in other words, they're the billions that are going in, already more than $6 billion in the past 6 years, another $2 billion on the drawing board over the next 2 years with pipelines and other infrastructure. That's what puts us on the trajectory to get to the 90% capture within 6 years. I think she might be I've used the analogy that the way to think about it is if I have a $100 bill, obviously I want to get the best return possible on the whole $100 bill. But to say I'm gonna stop taking the $90 bills because I'm losing the 10 is, you're going to go backwards fast. And we're talking about two different 10 percenters there, if that makes any sense. Hope it does. Another call before the break here. Let's get it in.
Yeah, my opinion is if they slow down the drilling to where they're capturing the gas right away and you know, just make these guys wait, the big money is just going to pack out of here so fast that all these half-finished apartments and all the big money is just going to say, see you later. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I think there's some merit to what that caller's talking about. Again, the industry needs certainty. When you're putting in the billions of dollars, you need to know, okay, where is the roadmap? And you start saying, slow it down, shut it down, which, by the way, is, there's people that have said that not just for the flaring issue. We've talked today a lot about the flaring and the analogies there. There's people that say, well, there's not enough roads. There's not enough homes. Things cost too much. By the way, very few people would argue that a lot of the arguments and concerns are not real. They are. Walk a mile in the shoes of folks before you could quickly discount those. Question is the way to do that, slowing it down, shutting it down, which sounds more like Russia than it does the United States of America. You know, how do you do that when you have a process? How do you, in this case, you're talking about government saying, oh, you're not ready to flare? Sorry, you can't drill. Ouch. More coming up, 855-200-1776.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fats, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit proflowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Issue. One thing that happens with business is that you follow the money, and here a lot of the money is in the equipment. If you've got 208 drill rigs, which at last count last week, that's how many was working in western North Dakota. If you slow down or stop production and drilling, those drill rigs are going to leave, and then getting them back is going to be hard to impossible because there's plenty of other places for them to go. There's a shortage of those rigs, and there's a shortage of good workers. You stop the production, you're going to have another bust. That's all I got to say.
All right, appreciate that call. Let's get back to the phones here, and that one came in during the break. John Bismarck waiting to chat with us here at 855-200-1776. Hello, John.
Yeah, thanks. Enjoying the conversation. I just want to throw something out that this is not an all-or-nothing proposition. we can develop our resources and do it in a responsible manner. North Dakota has a strong history of, we were the first in the nation to develop reclamation lines, reclamation laws for coal development. When they were strip mining, when they first started doing it, they didn't put the ground back. North Dakota passed some strong laws led by our state's co-ops to make sure that the land was put back right. What concerns me about the whole operation is the accidents, the spills, the things that are happening. We need strong to make sure that when they leave, and they will leave eventually, that things aren't all messed up here in North Dakota. As far as them just picking up and leaving, they have about $3 to $4 billion in leases up in North Dakota. I can't imagine the threat of some additional safeguards would cause them to abandon $3 or $4 billion in leases. It's just not in the realm of things. It's all a scare tactic.
You know, again, but if they can't drill, I think that's something that needs to be put on the table without question. But I think the investment, you're exactly right. That's why certainty is so important, because they're looking on 15, 20 years and putting those dollars in there, which, by the way, I believe this is more of a resource-based play than it is a price-based play. And they're recognizing that, looking at that when they're making their planning. Just walk and chew gum at the same time, which I think we're doing. John, appreciate the call. Anything else? John? John left us. All right, here's the next one. Here's another one.
Good morning, everyone. This is my suggestion for gas flaring. There are a lot of very intelligent people in this industry. They can figure it out. So I'm saying let's hang the carrot out there, a little incentive for somebody to come up with an idea to get it done. We're all after the money, so let's give them a bonus. And somebody will come up with something, I'm sure. This is United States of America, man.
It is indeed. I think that's happening. I mean, it's called $6 billion to date, another $2 billion on the table, all kinds of innovation on how you cap it at the site and use it for power generation, put it on the grid. I think what he's suggesting is well underway. Now, I guess the question is, going to happen quicker? That's sort of like clean coal technology. What you can do is get ahead of it and say, okay, it has to be or else, because you have to allow the technology to I mean, look at the advances that have been made in coal as an example. Extraordinary. But you can't snap your fingers and say you need to have it by then unless you don't want the industry to survive, which I believe the EPA doesn't, current administration doesn't. Another phrase to add to our ban list from John in Grand Forks. Lay it on me, John.
Hey, Scott. John from Grand Forks. I want to interject a phrase I absolutely hate, used by politicians and commentators on TV. When they can't think of anything intelligent to say, they say truth to power. What in the world does that mean? Speaking truth to power. Yes, that's it. Oh. It just drives me nuts. And what does that mean? And flaring, hey, until we catch up with the flaring, to make use of some of the stuff we got left, or we're burning off now, how about we all get together and make s'mores? Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
S'mores. Okay, all right. I think I follow that. Just to chill out, maybe?
Okay. Are you ready for this one, Scott?
Sure. Yes, go ahead.
Make s'mores, not wars. Keys and bumper stickers, huh?
There you go. There you go. Now you're talking. Now you're talking. Yes, exactly right. Last one here.
Hey, I just wanted to give you kind of an outside perspective. I live in Minnesota, but I'm doing a lot of work building cell sites in North Dakota. Been listening to your show a lot, hearing what's going on, and just for what it's worth, it wouldn't kill the oil companies to dial it back just a little bit. They'll still make a ton of money, and they could extend the work that's going on, the longevity of it. Secondly, the BNSF issues that I've been hearing about, I can understand the farmer's point of view where they've got perishable product that needs to go out, and there just isn't enough rail service because the oil's going out right now. It certainly wouldn't hurt the public image for the oil companies to, for every train load of oil that's going out, tag on 5 cars of grain. I mean, It's not going to hurt them. I'm not saying they can afford it, they should pay for it, but it's kind of a neighborly thing to do, and I know five cars of grain at a time isn't going to do a whole lot, but...
Interesting point, by the way. That would be, I think, more on the railroad than it would be necessarily on the oil companies. Unless they're giving up, you know, this is kind of a logistics thing. Hey, great conversation today. We didn't get to everything we wanted to talk about, but that's because you wanted to talk about what you wanted to talk about, and we love you. See you Monday on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Concerned about mule deer in western North Dakota? Help the cause at the Mule Deer Foundation's 4th Annual Muddy Buck Chapter Banquet. It's this Saturday, Williston Grand Hotel. Supporting habitat projects, studies, and youth events. Socials at 5:30, prime rib dinner at 7, silent and live auction with great items too. This Saturday, the Mule Deer Foundation's big banquet at the Williston Grand Hotel. For tickets, go to muledeer.org, muledeer.org, or call 406-850-8785 and help us help the Mule Deer of North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, you cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life, or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not option, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com